Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
And I swear by peptides, and people, they always go to like the stronger thing that kind of gives them a reaction and they feel it, where peptides are more healing. They're like feeding the skin and feeding the collagen.
I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Every week, we break down the most important beauty news and launches, interview your favorite beauty experts, influencers, and celebrity guests,
and review our favorite beauty products of the moment as your beauty editor BFFs from the beautiful and great city of Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute. So a few weeks ago, we had an episode called Unsung Heroes. If you haven't listened to it yet, please go back and listen to it. But in that episode, Kirby and I talked about brands and products that we don't talk enough about on the podcast, but love so much, have been using for years. And one of the brands that I talked about was Kate Somerville, which Kirby 100% co-signed with. We have been longtime fans, stans of Kate Somerville. Every chance we can get to go into the clinic, it's always such a treat. And, you know, like Exfoliate Glow, Dermal Quench, everything. We love, love, love. And then we also realized that we hadn't had Kate on the podcast yet.
A crime.
A crime. And so without further ado, today's guest is Kate Somerville.
Kate Somerville. Woo! Kate, I have to tell you, I love your brand so much, but one thing I love about it, it doesn't even have anything to do with the efficaciousness of the product. It's the names of your products. I think Exfoliate is just such a genius name. I mean, I wish my name was Kate so I could have come up with it.
Well, I have a really funny story about how Exfoliate came to be. It's actually a really great story.
Please, by all means.
So it was one of our first launches, Kate Exfoliate, but Exfoliate was called Kate in a Jar. So I was in, obviously, the treatment room. So we have a clinic on Melrose Place that is a medical clinic. So we were one of the first to ever take aesthetics, like aestheticians, products and then marry them with lasers, injectables. So I come from more of a medical background than I do a spa background. And so we opened Kate Somerville on Melrose Place 2004. And at that time, I was mixing products for my clients on site. And I was also, I had about 7 SKUs. And Exfolicate didn't exist, but it existed separately. So I had this really great scrub. Anytime a client would come in and lay down, I would cleanse their skin. I would do a light exfoliation with this bead that was really round and not harsh. Like I would just kind of lift the dead layers of skin while I was steaming to just kind of unlock the glue of that dead layer of skin to kind of rough it up. And then I would paint on this incredible mask that had enzymes. So it had Paya, pineapple, and pumpkin enzymes with a little bit of lactic acid, a little bit of glycolic. So that would then melt away the dead layers of skin. And so that was our protocol. Like every single facial started that way because then we can work on what's underneath, right? And then do lasers and do everything that we were doing. And so one of my clients, we were working on our skin. She was going off to a set for 4 months in a remote area. And she's like, Kate, what can I take with me to keep my skin looking like this? So because I was mixing so much on site, I took the beads and I poured them into that mask, the enzyme mask, and I gave it to her. And her people called 2 weeks later and they were like, can she have more of that? It's incredible. And then she ended up calling me and saying, Kate, it's like you're with me at the clinic and you should call it Kate in a Jar. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. And so we launched it at QVC, was my first launch of Kate in a Jar Exfolicate. And then it became very successful. It was huge buzz everywhere. Sephora picked it up, Nordstrom's picked it up, Neiman's picked it up. And then another brand got really upset because there was something in a jar similar. And so they filed a cease and desist on me. And I was devastated. I was like, oh my God, this is the end of my product. I just launched. So we all had a contest in the clinic. And it's just the nurses. We have a doctor on staff and then all of our estheticians, and somebody came up with Exfolicate. And so I was so scared to change it. I thought it was the end of the world, and then it became our biggest seller. And so it ended up being even a better problem. So that's how Exfolicate came to be.
I love it. I love that you shared that. So initially when you were making it and you gave it to this client, it was in a jar. Now it's in a tube and you squeeze it out, right?
Yeah. So it was in our pump jar. So if you Google it and you put in Kate in a Jar, it's going to look like this with orange, and then you pumped it out. And then what we noticed with that too, we had issues with it getting all the way out because of the bead, because I like things airless as much as possible. We ended up putting it in a tube, and that's where it lays now. And it's still our number one product in the brand.
Sarah, I remember that time so vividly. I was in high school, like 2004, so was Sarah. It was like Britney, Lindsay, Paris, Us Weekly covering everything, Perez Hilton, The Superficial. I mean, this was like the height of paparazzi in the celebrity world. And I remember seeing Kate Somerville in all of the magazines that I was buying because I was in Texas at the time. So I so desperately wanted to move to LA. I was consuming anything I could. And I remember when I went to Sephora for the first time, I was like, okay, what's my big girl purchase gonna be? What makes me like a true connoisseur of beauty? And Kate Somerville Exfolicate was in that purchase. So Sarah and I have just been longtime stans. We're just here to sing your praises. We love you.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. And that was a fun time, by the way. Like being in the clinic with that kind of energy, even though, you know, I don't have a lot of respect for paparazzi just because I've had so many run-ins with them, but it was fun. You know, it was a really fun time to be in beauty and to have a clinic that everybody was coming to. There was just a lot of fun energy, and we still have that energy. It's just changed. Like the paparazzi are still there, but not as aggressive, but it was really fun time.
I just want to touch on the fact that that was, you said, like 2004, 2005. It's 2021 and Exfoliate is still such an incredible product. I recommend it to all of my girlfriends, you know, because there are still a few that who have not tried it. They always like text me back and they're like, holy crap, my skin looks amazing. Like, why haven't I been using this whole time? So just the longevity of your brand, the fact that like it worked back then, it still works now. Like Kirby said, we're just singing your praises. You are a skincare genius. So thank you.
Well, that's a testament to all my years in the clinic. This is how the industry's changed, right? So from celebrity, now you've gone to influencer. And I think influencer is great, right? But one thing that is different about an influencer usually is trying on themselves, right? So they have one perspective. And with a clinic, we get to see everything. We get to see every skin type, every skin concern, every age, every color. So when I'm formulating, I get to really test it on a lot of different people and different skin types and see how it works and see how they're responding, not only their skin, but like, oh, I don't like the smell. I don't like the touch. It's breaking me out. It's irritating me. So we get to really perfect every formula in the clinic. It is our lab. And that to me is so important. And that's why the longevity of it's the goop inside, right? It's like the marketing outside. I always tell my marketing team, you guys are the quarterback, because inside that tube, it's going to work every time because my girls and us are behind it and we got to formulate it with my formulator. And so now it's your turn to like pass the ball to the public and teach them.
We keep talking about the clinic. On the press Zoom that we did last week, you talked about when you got this clinic and who used to own it before. I think there's such fun LA history within this clinic. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So I'm a small town girl. I grew up in a tiny town above Fresno, California. I mean, tiny. And I grew up in the mountains. I was a total tomboy. And I met my husband and his family was from Hollywood. So we moved to Hollywood, but I'm so lucky because his dad owned this piece of land in the middle of Hollywood. We're looking at right directly at the Hollywood sign across from it, but it was on a little ranch. He used to have horses. We used to live in a barn. I grew up in a barn. My dad built this really cool barn for us to live in. And it's so crazy. I moved into a barn in Hollywood Hills. And so when I started doing skincare, I was with a really prominent plastic surgeon. His name was Stephen Hofflin. He did everyone in the world. Like, we treated people from around the world and the most famous people in the world. And he kind of fell into some paparazzi issues and some publicity issues. So people didn't want to come to the office more, not for him because he was a genius, but more because of the situation. And so it pushed me out to get my own clinic. And so when I was looking, I found the street called Melrose Place. And those of you that know LA, it is the only street, I swear, that reminds you of Hollywood or Europe. It almost feels like it has cobblestone streets. It's really quiet. And when I moved in, it was not what it is today. It literally was sleepy. It had antique stores, but it was really still high end. And I rented it. I rented three rooms. My husband and I built them out. Like, literally, we came from nothing. We built this $500 in our pocket. And we built these three rooms. And the building, which I didn't know at the time, it was built by the first woman to ever win an Oscar. So her name was Janet Gaynor. And she was married to the man that did all the costumes back in like Wizard of Oz. So their taste level was so amazing. And then the suite that I'm in, it was Sean Connery's home for a while. And then Johnny Depp had it while I was downstairs and Johnny Depp was upstairs, and it was his production offices. And then he moved out and I took the upstairs, which is beautiful. And so there's this Hollywood royalty and you can feel it in the building. Like, I honor that building so much. And I feel like Janet Gaynor has like taken me under her wing and made it successful, because there was so many spas and skin clinics that have come and gone on that street, and we've survived like crazy things like 2008, and now we're making it through COVID, which has been so difficult, but we're doing it and we're surviving. And so I'm so grateful to that building.
Yeah. If you have not been to Kate's clinic, if you're not from LA, if in the hopefully near future you can come out and visit, you have to book yourself a treatment. Like Kate said, it's so magic. I remember the first time I walked into it. It's almost like a little secret, right? Like it's like the door is a little bit hidden, and then you walk in and there's a beautiful staircase and you're immediately transported to Hollywood. Like you feel like
Hollywood,
a VIP, like a very important celebrity or something like that. But I can't wait to get back, Kirby.
We're open. We open.
Oh, you're open. Okay.
In fact, today, I think the announcement goes out. So if you are a fan of Kate Somerville, we need you right now. We need you to book, because this has been so tough on our girls. It's been tough on the company. We need you. So book, book, book.
We talk about this a lot, Kate, on this podcast, but the skincare community here in LA has been through it. I feel like more so than anybody else. And I feel like there's been very little direction from, the government in terms of when you guys can open, what you guys should be doing in the meantime. So we are happy to support.
Let me tell you something. My clinic is so above. We were the first to close when this hit. We will never put any of our clients in danger. So we were the first to close, which was hard. And our girls, a lot of our girls that are nurses are on the front line. So they went into the hospitals and started just being on the front line. And that was so traumatic because we didn't have PPE for them. We were searching the world, honest to God, to protect them personally. And then we started donating PPE to all the hospitals in Los Angeles. And then what was happening, their skin was just getting wrecked from the mask, because they were in the mask for like 18, 19 hours, 16 to 18 hours. And so the girls were like, we need help with our skin. And so we donated over 60,000 products to, help the barrier of their skin. And then Delicate came out, our newest launch. And it's so successful because it came out right at the right time, because it's all about building the barrier. And we donated a ton of Delicate to all the healthcare workers. And then when we were able to reopen, we really invested in keeping, number one, our staff safe. So we had them fitted for an N95 mask. So that was really important. The other thing that we did was we put in these electronics where it tests your temperature. And now we have rapid testing. If a client wants to come in, we can rapid test them. And all of our nurses, most of our nurses now have had the vaccine, and our support staff, because they are tied to a specialty medical center. So we are really, really safe. So if you want to come and book, it's a safe place to be, as safe as we can be. So we also have opened up the rooms that only have windows. We put in UV lighting. So when you come in, we save a room, and every 15 minutes it gets the UV where it kills the virus. So, and our cleaning crew has been trained to keep everything really clean and sterile. So it's now, a safer place to be, and we've learned a lot through it. So we're excited to open, and we're ready to go. We're ready to start treating skin again.
I'm personally of the opinion, I want everyone to be safe. I want them to do what they feel is safest, but we also have to figure out how to move forward in this new normal, right? Because people need to be able to make a living. They need to be able to keep their businesses. And I think what you're doing, not only to help the medical community, but to make sure that your staff is protected and make sure your clients are protected, is really, really remarkable. So hats off to you, Kate.
Thank you. We're really proud of what we've been doing. And we also donated to the World Food Organization. So when we launched Delicate, 15% of our proceeds went there. So we were really trying to do our part to not only deliver great skincare, but also just on a social level, because we're all going through it, right?
Right. Totally. I feel you. All right, beautiful Kate. It's time for us to ask you a very, very important question, which is, what's on your face?
Okay, so this morning I woke up and I feel pretty good this morning. So I always take a bath. So those of you that don't know my story, I had eczema my whole life, like severe eczema, where I have to be careful even what I wear because I get so irritated. Or all through my childhood, I had severe eczema, and then even as an adult. So I have to take a bath every day. Those of you that have eczema, you know, this is something I can help you with. And just DM me or ask questions on our website, and I can get you how to get in remission, because I'm now in remission. But it takes a long time. So going quick back, I take a bath every day. So I use Epsom salt to really soften my water. And then immediately after I jump out of the bath, I apply something called Curel. And Curel is a moisturizer that you just get at the drugstore. And it really seals in the moisture in my skin to keep my skin hydrated throughout the day. And I have to bathe twice, because my skin is so sensitive and I have to keep that moisture barrier really high. And then I seal it in with our dry skin saver, which I created. So this is the one we donated to all of our amazing healthcare workers. And I created this cream to be like almost like cellophane over the skin, but still breathable, right? It doesn't feel greasy on the skin. And this really calms my skin and seals in that moisture. And I love it for hand cream too. So if you look at every sink in my house, I have this hand cream next to it, because when I wash my hands, because I had eczema so bad, you can see some of the scars because I was an esthetician, I was always in the water. I created this to kind of protect that barrier. Okay, so that's one. And then for my face, I immediately pat dry. And then I do our dermal quench. So depending on the day, so today I was super dry. And so I use our dermal quench wrinkle warrior. Yay, love this. And this is a spray hyaluronic acid. So that is, I swear, why I don't have wrinkles. I'm 50, you guys, and I've been in the sun so much. And there's two products that I use. It's this, and then I follow, and we're going to talk about this, with our total repair cream. And then my makeup. So I use two makeup. I love By Terry. She has this brush foundation that I use if I'm going to be on air. And then I use a Chanel powder foundation as well. But I'm a huge fan of Hourglass. So I use their, I think it's called Luminosity or something like that. And I don't know if you can see, but it's how the light bounces off your skin. And, you know, as you age, you want that reflection, because I don't know if you can see, but I'm starting to get, you know, a little sagging here. And that helps. I use Great Lash for my lashes. I use Charlotte Tilbury. I love her eye colors. And then I'm a huge fan, and this is new. So there's a woman in Santa Barbara where I live. She is an eyebrow genius. Her name's Michelle Cass, and her place is called Michelle K. She is such a genius, but she has this product where it's henna, and it actually stains your eyebrow area, and it lasts for about, I would say, like maybe like 3 weeks. And that just helped me through my age, because I'm starting to thin here. And then hair-wise, I have really tough hair and I'm letting it go gray. So I use Skinny by, because I have frizzy hair, Skinny by Michael, what is that? Michael, anyways, I'm so bad. I'll send it to you, but it's an old school brand. So my hairdresser, because I have such dry hair, kind of like my skin, I just have dry everything. I use from Trader Joe's safflower oil, because it's really, really fine and it's a light oil. And I just pull it through dry hair. So he told me you can't do it through wet, because water and oil don't mix, obviously. And so I've been doing that to try and repair my hair, because I had to bleach it to try and match my gray. So that's what's on my face and my hair and my body.
Oh my God, I loved that. I felt like I was with you this morning, like walking through your routine. And also, I have a huge bottle of Curel next to my nightstand, so I feel validated knowing that you use that too.
Yeah, it's the only thing that put me in remission. I tried all of them. I went to a lot of specialists. When I was pregnant, I went through the worst breakout of my life. It was head to toe. I was the most miserable I've ever been in my life. And I had this funny dermatologist. He's older. I think he's passed now, but he's like, we need to put you back in the womb. And I was like, okay. Because that's how I felt. I felt like I was dried up, like raisin, painful. And he goes, you need to get in the bath 20 minutes a day. And he goes, you're going to go through a crazy itch stage at 10 minutes. And he was right. And it was as the water was really soaking into my skin. And now I have a theory about soaking in a tub. So I think dehydration is probably one of the top things that people are dehydrated. Honestly, we don't drink enough water, or it's not absorbing, because your skin also drinks. It absorbs whatever you put on it. And so for me, like if I'm not feeling well or I feel achy, I'll sit in the bath for 45 minutes. And this is going to be like TMI, too much information. But here's how I know I'm hydrated again. And my muscles and my joints feel different after I do this. I lay in the bath for 45 minutes. I allow the water to get my body temperature. So I don't keep it too hot. So I stay comfortable for 45 minutes. And I know I'm hydrated when I feel the urge to have to go to the bathroom, urinate. And that's how I know I'm waterlogged. And I want that. I want my skin and my body to get that hydrated. And then I'll drink water, of course. But I feel like inside and outside, hydrating the skin on that level is really key. I've never said that to anybody. So it's the first time, but my dermatologist told me, you've got to hydrate. And that's changed my skin. It's kept me in remission.
We're going to have to try that, Kirby. Long bath. Kate says we need to take long baths. Sorry to the men in our lives. Kick them out of the bathroom.
I'm in. Let's do the damn thing.
Well, I have to say, I've been married 26 years. And we take long baths together and we're still together. So take it with your man.
That's romance right there. That is romance.
And we're in love. Like we are in love. Like people are like, get a room. And we're like, it's been 25 years.
You're like, we've had multiple rooms. I love it. Okay, Kate. By the way, your name says Katie Somerville. So do your close friends and family call you Katie?
Yeah, I'm Katie, honestly. Like Kate. So I was married. My first husband called me Kate. So some people call me Kate, but honestly, I'm Katie. I've been Katie since I was born. My dad called me Did, like Katie Did, the bug. And he even dropped the Katie. He's like, Did. You know, or my really good friends call me Did Factor. I don't know. It's weird. Did Factor. So Katie is really my name.
Okay. Well, we're going to call you Katie. I feel like we are on this level now. Yeah. We know the bath moment. Okay. So it's Katie. All right. So Katie, you have been working as an esthetician for decades now. How has the landscape changed according to you? Like, what do you think the future of aesthetics is? And I'm personally curious, like, what is the most common skincare mistake you think people are making?
Okay, so let's go to the first question first. How has it changed? It's changed dramatically, right? So when I first started, and this is before, you guys were probably in grade school, and, you know, alpha hydroxys were the big thing. Like that was the newest. I was in a doctor's office when that became big, called Neostrata, and they're the ones that found alpha hydroxy. And then vitamin C got big with Celexi, and then Celexi and SkinCeuticals broke apart, and now SkinCeuticals has survived. And then it became retinol, Retin A, and now it's a lot of different things. Now it's clean beauty, but what is that, right? That's a whole nother thing. And I believe in always putting good things on your body. But I think some brands have tried to market clean, and it like they don't even know what's clean and not clean. And so that has been a little confusing, right? There are some ingredients that aren't good, right? But the FDA isn't going to allow that to happen. So so that has changed the landscape. And then how products get to you. So, you know, the bigger, older brands like Estee Lauder and Clinique and all these older brands that were, you know, that we knew through our moms, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but for me, it was Clinique, that three step, right, with that yellow cream. And it used to be cleanse, tone, moisturize. And now it's so technical. Like, I feel like plastic surgery, injectables, I mean, look at what's happening to the younger generation. All of them want these big lips and chins. And I mean, look at the Kardashians, their faces have changed a lot. And so it's gone there as well, because I've been in that career my whole life, plastic surgery. And skin care has changed. Like, lasers came on about 3 years into my career, and I was one of the first to be in the first laser sessions ever, and watching that change, and then allowing me to open my clinic where the laser treatments weren't so brutal. Like, now we can do incredible things with lasers and really transform skin without a lot of downtime. So that's awesome. What's coming is, you know, science is coming. They're figuring out literally how you don't age. Like, you're going to be able to take something and you're going to stay youthful. They've proven it in mice. Now, like, diet, it really matters. You can go now and get your blood tested and really customizing to you. And skincare is changing too in that way. I think there always will be topicals, but when science figures out how to not allow us to age, I think that's going to be coming. And you're going to be able to take a pill or a shot or something, and it's going to keep you young. So that's what's coming.
Can I be a part of the clinical trials for that one? I'm in.
Well, they are figuring it out. So the good thing is I got to partner about 5 years ago with Unilever. And so I get to see briefings of what's coming, and it's just really exciting what science, I mean, look at what we did with the vaccine. I mean, we did this so fast, and science is so wonderful. Like, I've been in science my whole career. Like, every single product, every ingredient that we put in our products are done through studies. Every ingredient, we look at the studies, we see, okay, this created this effect, how much of that ingredient goes in this to get that result. So that's the other thing why we're so different. Come from medical research. We come from really studying each ingredient. And then when we combine them, then we study the whole formula. And so that's what's so exciting, is ingredients are changing, but science, it's going to transform a lot of sickness. It's going to transform everything.
You talked a little bit about the Kardashians, and we read in an interview with The Cut that you credit them, specifically Kim, her glam, to our current skincare boom. I would love to know why you think that is, and maybe what other factors you think are responsible for this surge of interest in taking better care of our skin.
I don't credit her for skincare, even though she was a client of mine, like when she was friends with Paris. So she came in with Paris. She more changed makeup, in my opinion. And she also changed, and I think this is amazing that she changed how we look at our bodies, because she's a curvy girl. She really embraced her curves, and she embraced these women accepting who they are and that curvy, vivacious. Like, now that I see what she's done and influenced in that realm, I'm so proud of her. But more, I think she's changed makeup. Like, I think the makeup boom was the Kardashians. And now, unfortunately, a lot of girls, like, I have these beautiful girls coming in and they want a lot of injectables now. Like, they want to change their face. And that part is a little hard for me, because even though I think they all look so beautiful and what they've done is beautiful, they look beautiful. But also for me, I really like, if you come to Kate Somerville, we aren't going to change your face. I mean, we are going to give you what you want, but we are also going to try and make you look like you. And I'll just tell you, I had some plastic surgery around my eyes, and I've had injectables in my skin and Botox, even though I haven't had Botox in a year because of COVID. So I believe in plastic surgery. I've seen it transform lives. However, I have these girls that are close to perfect coming in and wanting to change everything. And that kind of hurts me, because I'm like, accept you. And then I'm torn in that culture, but I do think that, and they've also shown that women, because I'm one of those women that can take a career and roll with it and become powerful and charge their own path, right? They don't need a man. They, even though we need men, obviously, but they can create their own career as women. And I applaud that. So I'm a fan of theirs, even though I don't always agree, because I'm dealing with the after effects of these young girls going, I want huge lips and I want this jawbone and I want to change. I'm injecting my behind. I'm like, you got to sit on your behind, you know, when you're 80. So, you know, I'm like, okay, but there's a line.
When those clients of yours come in and you say, you know, you will give them what they want, but do you then advise them to not do certain things? Like, how do you go about that? Because obviously, you know, you want them to be happy as a client, but you also want them to look like them.
So here's the good news. I was in the plastic surgery industry in LA. Now it's at its peak, but at a really top time. And I'm really close friends with a lot of surgeons. And so if they want that, I can steer them to the right person that will give them that. And I've had to turn away clients. I've just said, enough is enough. I cannot give you any more injectables. It's not my brand. Like, your face is not looking like you anymore. And I have the real conversation with them. I'm like, you are so good at who you are. Like, you can't, they want more, they want more. And then I just send them to people that will give them more, but hopefully in a safe way, you know? And so I've had to do that a lot in my career. And like, I'm a person that also, like, I don't get on a bandwagon. So, you know, microdermabrasion became the biggest thing in the 90s. So big. And I brought it into my clinic. I studied it. I'm like, this thing tears up your skin. It breaks capillaries. It causes pigmentation. It gives you a good exfoliation, but you can do that chemically without the damage, because the suction breaks all the capillaries. So I was fixing people. Like, most estheticians were doing microdermabrasion. I would have clients call and go, do you do microdermabrasion? I'd say no, and they'd hang up on me. And I was like, I don't care. I'm not going to do that to skin. And so I'm just someone that's really like, this is who I am. This is our brand. Like, we inject some of the most beautiful faces in the world that look like themselves. They're really centered in who they are. You would never know that they have had injections, but, you know, through their age process, we've kept them looking like them, just younger them, you know? And so that's what we provide, is that natural. Like, if you ask, oh, if you go to Kate Somerville, they're going to give you natural, gorgeous, but you're going to look like you. We're not going to give you these lips that's all, they're just lips, right? Or huge cheeks. We're not going to make you look like that.
Totally. And I'm actually really glad that you touched on that, Katie, because when you think of people going in and saying, I want to look a certain way, whether or not you give it to them, they're going to find a way to get it. So I would rather you as an expert say, I'm not giving this to you. You can go to this person. I know who they are. I know that they're licensed, et cetera, et cetera. They can give you that look if you prefer, rather than just saying, sorry, I'm not going to give this to you. And then them risking going to someone that's going to completely botch their face in a different way. Because I've seen it happen. And I've seen crazy things. So when I first moved to LA, one of the very first jobs I had after being an airbrush tanner, I worked at Frederick Fekkai on Melrose Place, right across from y'all.
You did? Oh, I didn't know that.
I worked at the front desk and I was there for a year, and the people and the faces I saw, it was, you know, as a Texas girl coming and being in LA for 2 years, I was like, how does your face get to that point? You know, I didn't understand it. And I'm somebody that was obsessed with beauty and aesthetics, right? So I remember, you know, talking to people, you know, my coworkers there, and they're like, oh yeah, she has gone nuts with the filler, or yeah, that girl has her plastic surgeon on speed dial. And this was before the Kardashian boom, you know, and I think it's just really interesting that when you come to LA, you can see on every street corner, there is a Kardashian influence. It's like, that girl looks like Kim, that girl looks like Kendall.
Yeah.
That girl looks like Kylie.
Yeah.
They're everywhere here. And it's, to their credit, I mean, they're incredibly influential, but at the same time, I totally see it from your perspective where you're like, hey, guess what? Your face is not even remotely close to being able to achieve this look that they have. So why would I destroy what you have? It's hard.
Yeah. Well, the hard thing for me is these girls coming in that are so perfect already, like literally stunningly beautiful. And they're like, you're going to destroy it. Don't destroy it. And that's the thing. And people get obsessed with it. We've studied it. It's actually a sickness, you know, and it's sad, you know. On the good note, you know, I can lead them to at least people that are going to be injecting the right thing, because I've seen people go to not great people and have horrific issues. And so that's what I'm proud of, you know, at least guiding them to the right people.
I feel like this conversation, we've been kind of pulling back the curtain on what happens in Hollywood and in LA, right? And Sarah, if you don't mind, I was hoping to kind of pivot. This conversation just brought this up. Can you tell us about what celebrities are doing to their faces that it's not injectables, it's not any type of injectable? Because one thing that I'm obsessed with is going online and seeing before and after photos, and they look just different enough, but it's almost dramatic in that way as well. Do you have anything you can reveal to us? Like, oh yeah, people are getting brow lifts. People are getting, like, what are people doing?
So a lot of people are doing these new, they're strings basically, and they go, we do it at the clinic. In fact, two of our girls are specialists in this. Like, they do a lot of it. And it's something that I've tried. It's not for me personally, because it just feels weird to me. But a lot of girls or women are going in and they do these strings. They underneath the skin, okay, subdermal, and it lifts.
The threads?
Mm-hmm, the threads. They lift. And, you know, I can't tell you, but just look, even if I did a tiny bit, right? It's youth, right? It's just because this gravity is pulling down and we're losing volume, okay, as we age. And so it's just doing a little bit of that, right? So see how that makes me look like 5 years younger? I don't know. I can't do it. It's just something I have, you know, and I'm someone that was literally at a plastic surgeon's office. He would rearrange your face. Like, he made beautiful women even more beautiful, but he also had a philosophy of, like, he measured what beauty was to him. And I could have rearranged my whole body and face. Thank God my husband and me were like, yeah, I still want to be me. I don't know. I just want to be me. I'll tweak what I have, but I'm not going to change my face or my nose completely. So you're probably seeing the threading. and the strings that lift, you're probably seeing injectables and you're probably seeing lasers. Lasers are amazing today. So what they do is they pull heat into the skin. And what happens is when a laser goes through the skin and builds heat, it remodels the skin to go, oh, injury, I'm going to create more collagen. I'm going to repair, and I'm going to repair at a rapid rate. And so you get tightening, you get contouring. So you're probably seeing a lot of lasers that are kind of really tightening and lifting, and then a lot injectables on the chin area, nose. I mean, we do a ton of injections too, under the eyes, a little filler as we age in the cheek area. So that's what you're seeing.
So the secret is finding someone who can do all those things and make it look like you're not really getting anything done.
That's what we do at the clinic. We make you look good, but we're not going to change your face. I mean, we'll maybe do a little, and like for me, I have a chin that drops down. Like this measurement is not, but again, we can inject a little here to make this more balanced, right? Or for me, when I have done my upper lip for the last 20 years and I had no upper lip, and now I have a little upper lip because I've done injectables for 20 years and now I don't need them because I have enough that stayed. You know, under my eyes after I gave birth, I don't know what happened. I think Tay, my son, sucked the life out of me the first 3 years. And I hollowed out here so badly. And Giselle is one of our nurses at the clinic, and she just did a little wrestling and look like it looks great, but I still look like me. So I'm proud of that. I'm not ashamed of that. But again, you can take it too far. That's all I'm saying.
I just had a baby in September, and I tell my husband, Matt, all the time, I'm like, Zoe sucked the beauty out of me.
It happens.
Like via breast milk. It's like my hair, like my skin, like what's going on. But hopefully I'll be able to get it back.
Well, wait till you hit menopause, sister. Talk about.
Okay. But can I just say, Sarah is one of the most beautiful people I have ever seen in my life.
Stunning.
Yes. So I understand the horrors of becoming a new mother, not intimately because I'm not one, but Sarah Tan is one of the gorgeous, most stunning human beings.
Yeah. You're so sweet. That's why we're together.
I know how you feel, Sarah. It does. It feels like the beauty is sucked up, but it hasn't. Motherhood makes you more beautiful than anything in the world, as you know.
We have you here for another reason. You just launched a new collection under the KateSuticals line. So it consists of the Total Repair Cream that you were just talking about, a firming serum, and a lifting eye cream. And the focus is on peptides. So if you could enlighten our listeners about the importance of peptides, and then maybe, you know, what peptides do, and then who is the right person for this KateSuticals collection?
Okay, so I would say 85% of my clients come to me for anti-aging. So this line is inspired by all those men and women that come to me, and we transform skin every day. And so our group of girls in the clinic, we were like, okay, let's bottle what we're doing. So we're doing injections. So we're lifting and plumping. We're doing a little bit of Botox to relax muscles, to really smooth wrinkles. We're doing laser to stimulate collagen. And then what are we doing topically to maintain all of these things? And it's interesting, when we were looking at all of our back bar topicals, the one consistent thing has always been peptides. And it's this particular medley of peptides that I've been using in the clinic for the last 20 years. Obviously, it's modernized recently. And so I wanted to put together what we're doing in the clinic so you can get that clinic result at home. So So each product was inspired by a treatment that we do in the clinic. Kateceuticals line is launching at Nordstrom's on the 15th of February, and then March 2nd, Sephora gets it. And you can also buy it at katesomerville.com and also in our clinic. So I'll start first with the firming serum. So this serum is our cult favorite in the clinic, but it's off of the basis of our most successful, incredible serum in our line. And it's based on hyaluronic acid, of course. It also has tea extract in it. And so we were looking at what were we using to really, if someone comes in, they're aging, they're dry, they have maybe some pigment issues. Like as you age, what happens is your melanite in the skin start to act like some die off and you get kind of white spots. And then some go way overactive and they get brown spots, and it depends on sun and hormones. And so what we found, we were using this pea extract to really even out skin tone and brighten. And then it has this nasturtium flower extract in it, which also oxygenates the skin. Okay. And it brings brightness to the skin. So we looked at this and we were like, okay, we want to bring super hydration into the skin fast. So our molecule size is really small, but then we want to control what's going on with the pigment, because as we age, that's what's happening. That's why we get that grainy look in the skin. So I love this serum. It's potent as far as skin anti-aging ingredients. And then of course we put the peptides in there, and I'm 50. And I, obviously I do skin care every day, but the one thing that has never changed for me, because I have eczema, so I have to be careful of vitamin C and retinols because I'm so sensitive. But the one thing I have always done is peptides, and I swear by peptides. And people, they always go to like the stronger thing that kind of gives them a reaction and they feel it, where peptides are more healing. They're like feeding the skin and feeding the collagen. And so this has a tripeptide in it too. So it's really comprehensive. Any skin type can use it because it doesn't have oils in it. So if you're oily, you can use this. I say in your late 20s, you're going to want to start peppering in these kinds of ingredients to really fight aging, especially if you're in the sun. Okay. Then I'll go to the moisturizer. This is my all-time favorite moisturizer. So again, this has a hexapeptide, meaning that it has a medley of a lot of different peptides going to work. So that's what's really fighting fine lines and wrinkles. And it's at a level that's really high, but it's not going to irritate your skin like retinol or vitamin C. It's just going to feed the skin and keep that tightness and that firmness in the skin, that volume. And then with this moisturizer, because I'm super dry, but I don't like moisturizers that like suffocate my skin or feel heavy. And so I put a medley of different oils in it. So one of my favorite oils is macadamia nut, because again, it has those proteins. It's really moisturizing without feeling heavy. It has jojoba and then something called baba seed oil. And baba seed really controls melanites again. So this is literally my favorite moisturizer. I've used this formula, even though we've tweaked it a little bit, this formula, we also put squalene in this. And squalene, it repairs barrier. It's so moisturizing. So those of you that are really oily, I would stay away from this because you have enough oils. But if you're dry, like on the outer skirts of the skin, put it on there. But those of you that are dry in any way or aging, this is my favorite. I do it morning and night, and it's in that pump again. So it's airless. So everything's super fresh, and you get the right amount every time. You get the right amount every time. And then the lifting eye cream is my favorite eye cream in the entire line. This is something, when we went to formulate this, we wanted to kind of put everything in the kitchen sink as far as clinical-based, proven scientific ingredients together to work synergistically on every level of aging. So for instance, the eye, when the eye is aging, you're getting thinning, you're getting dark circles, you're getting puffy, you're getting crow's feet. So this is going to actually hit all signs of aging. Every single product in here is hitting all signs of aging. We put a really safe vitamin C in it to control the darkening of the skin. And then what we also did was, we remember I was telling you about sapphire oil for the hair? So we did sapphire and sunflower oil for the moisturization, because it's a light, light oil and the molecule size is smaller. So it's going to penetrate deep, but it's not going to cause like milia under the skin. A lot of my clients, they'll use like La Mer or something really heavy, and I start to see the little tiny milia happen because their eye cream is way too heavy for the under eye area. So this really addresses, so if you have dark circles, puffy eyes like I do, and then crow's feet, fine lines, and you want that kind of youthful under eye area, that's going to address all of them. And then last but not least, it had to end with one of our resurfacing peels. So the firming serum really was inspired by all the injectables we do, like for lifting and plumping. The eye cream the same way, but it also has a particular peptide that relaxes the muscles like a Botox. Okay. So it's also going to relax. And that's why you're seeing, and our before and afters will be on our website. They're incredible. Usually before and afters are taken 6 to 8 weeks after. These are taken after 2 weeks and you can see crazy change. So fine lines and wrinkles will start to dissipate because you're getting that relaxing. So this was really inspired by Botox and fillers. Our peel is inspired by all of the peels that we do at the clinic. And this is something we used in our back bar. So we would do a glycolic peel. If somebody came in and they just needed some skin rejuvenation, they had like maybe some texture issues, you know, some clogging in the pores, fine lines and wrinkles. They just had dead layers of skin, we would paint on a glycolic peel, and then we would layer it with a retinol and a vitamin C. And what that would do is it would give you exfoliation. It would turn over skin faster the next day. And then I'd have them do exfoliate the next day. And so we wanted to bring this resurfacing peel to our clients that couldn't see us at the clinic. And it's called our resurfacing overnight peel. It is a miracle. Okay. So anytime my clients use this overnight, people ask them, what are you doing? What did you do to your skin? And so we wanted to bottle this. And so you use this 2 to 3 times a week. You apply a nice thin layer over the skin. You leave it on, go to sleep, and it goes to work. So it has like glycolic and retinol in it. It also has a ceramide, so you don't get the irritation that a lot of my clients, when they come in for peels or they've seen somebody else and they're just kind of a mess. We formulated this so you get the result without that flaking and that craziness. And then what I recommend, and this is for your viewers, if you don't have exfoliate, I really recommend, like, this would be the first product I'd ever recommend to you, that and our Delicate moisturizer, because everybody has a bad skin day. You do 2 to 3 times a week, and then the next day you do exfoliate. Your skin is like glass. It's so beautiful what happens to the skin. And again, our before and afters, we're going to show you at 2 weeks. And the change takes time with skincare, like especially topical skincare, where a treatment, you can see stuff right away. But with product, it takes a while because your skin cell is slowly going off, right? It takes time, right? From one skin cell being born to the next, it's taking time. So when you see these results in 2 weeks, it's really exciting. So this is our Kateceuticals line. It's for anti-aging. People in their late 20s can start this. And then obviously up until you're past my age. You know, I think our oldest client is 96. So we see people from 12 to 96 at the clinic. So
that's going to be us, Kirby.
Yep, 96 years old at the clinic.
Yep. And she's gorgeous, let me tell you.
We are going to end this lovely and informative interview with a question that we also ask all of our guests. And you've lived in Hollywood, so you can imagine this. But let's say you're back in Hollywood, you've become a famous actress, and it's just been announced that you have a new movie coming out and you're really excited about it. Who is your co-star?
Oh my gosh, that's hard. Well, I'm just going to say someone that you guys might not know, but she's just the funniest human being I know. And every time I get to be around her, she makes me laugh. And her name's Jennifer Coolidge. And she...
Of course we know Jennifer Coolidge.
Okay, so she is hilarious.
Are you kidding me? She's iconic. She is iconic.
So fun to be around. And literally, she is her characters. You are crying, laughing. She's so raw. She's so who she is. And I would just know that that entire however long I got to be with her, I would be laughing the entire time.
I would watch that movie, A.
Exactly. I mean, anything with her is hilarious.
Did you see that she recently made headlines for, like, she dated two guys at the same time? She had two boyfriends at the same time. It was incredible. Incredible. I love this woman.
She lives who she is and she does not apologize. And that's what I love. She's so authentically her.
She'll be starring in the next Legally Blonde with Jennifer Coolidge. Katie takes over Reese Witherspoon's spot.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today, Katie. I love calling you Katie. I'm like, oh, we're friends now. We're real life friends. Please tell everyone where they can find you and your products.
So katesummer.com first, katesummerville.com. And then, of course, we want to support our amazing retailers, Nordstrom, Sephora, Ulta online, and across the pond. We are doing amazing things there. So super excited if this goes around the world. We are at Space NK. And oh, we also just launched the Derm store. But you got to go to katesummerville.com because that's supporting us. And then please come to the clinic. We are open. We are safe. We want to see you. We want to touch your skin and transform skin. So come see us in person at the clinic.
Amazing. Thank you again so much for this wonderful conversation. We had the absolute best time. Everyone listening, all of the products that Katie Summerville mentioned will be on the website, so you can check them all out there. And you know where to find us. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Los Angeles Pod. Find us in our Facebook group. Look up Los Angeles Glamgelinos. Y'all are thriving in that group. I've just stopped commenting in there because y'all know what you're doing. So it's taken a life of its own. Enjoy that group, and we will talk to you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.